When you visit the Grand American Fish Rodeo today or tomorrow, take a moment to look across Grand Avenue at Lansing Community College's Gannon Building. You'll see the renovation work that's now underway on one of the school's major buildings. Lansing Community College President Brent Knight arrived 6 years ago at a time when the college was troubled by strife between the school's Board of Trustees and the administration. Those days seem to be long gone as the board works with Knight on projects like the Gannon Building project with a certain amount of unanimity. Still, LCC is facing some of the same budgetary challenges as other schools around Michigan. Governor Snyder has signed a $15.7 billion education spending bill into law. It includes increases that include a 3% bump for the state's 28 community colleges. In the meantime, LCC is considering a tuition increase from $83 to $85 per billing hour. LCC is spending millions of dollars to spruce up its downtown Lansing campus, too. And we welcome LCC President Brent Knight to Current State for an update on the school's challenges and opportunities. Welcome.
Good to be with you.
Good to see you. College trustees are scheduled to vote on a proposed budget on Monday. I know you've proposed a fairly modest increase in tuition, as we said. You're asking for a bit more there, but you're spending more as well. Tell us a little bit more about your main priorities here with next year's budget.
Well, student success is our ongoing top priority. It's important for students to come to LCC and get something out of it, to earn credits, earn a degree, transfer, attain a skill, a competency, a license. So all of that, student success is our top priority.
Any changes to the spending plan since the trustees first got the document? I understand there have been a few work sessions involving the budget.
Yes, we've made several adjustments, but the main thrust of the budget recommendation is the same.
Okay. How have the trustees responded? You expect them to approve it on Monday?
Well, I should not suggest just how the trustees vote before they vote, but I'm hopeful.
Okay. You're facing a couple $1 million deficit. Is that what is triggering the $2 per billing hour bump in tuition?
Well, with this increase, assuming the trustees adopt the $2 increase, among Michigan's 28 community colleges, Lansing will rank second lowest in tuition in the state of Michigan.
Still, despite that increase.
Yeah.
How does the college tend to make up for deficits here? I mean, that's obviously the tuition's going to help a little bit, but in general, how do you address deficits at LCC?
Well, we have not had a deficit in my 6 years as president. So this is just an annual project to make sure that revenues and expenses align. So and you can have, going into any budget year, it's typical to have alignment issues, and so you work through a budget and manage it. And I believe in low tuition because community colleges are all about inclusion and equal opportunity for everyone.
Yeah, I mean, you're not saying you've never faced a deficit before. You're saying that you're obligated by law to submit a balanced budget.
Right.
Correct? That's your point. So,
right.
Now, I know declining enrollment obviously doesn't help. You're projecting less tuition revenue next year. And enrollment numbers have declined in recent years.
Community colleges are counter-cyclical. We hit our peak in about 2009, and at the time I said that it was highly likely that as the economy would recover that an enrollment would decline. And if the economy struggles, enrollment will increase once again. It's part of the community college business.
How big a piece of your revenue pie is tuition?
Community colleges in Michigan and at LCC, tuition can approach 50% of our operating revenue.
Okay. We're talking with LCC President Brent Knight here on Current State on 90.5 WKAR. The governor has signed a new state education budget with a 3% increase in funding for Michigan community colleges. How do you feel about that?
Well,
what impact will that state money have at LCC?
No, it's very helpful because, again, we want to keep tuition as low as possible.
Well, will it make is 3% about what you were expecting, or?
It would have been more helpful had it been more, but we'll make it work.
How do you feel about the funding debate at the state capitol in general? Do you feel like community colleges are important enough in lawmakers' spending discussions?
Well, I think that Governor Snyder understands Michigan community colleges. He attended a Michigan community college himself. And so I think that the conversation, I think people are well informed about what Michigan community colleges do for Michigan.
You feel like you have generally support from the legislature and from the governor?
Yes.
You know, it's funny you should bring that up because it just pops into my head that yesterday, I believe, I read that the governor is taking a course or is about to take a course at a Michigan community college. I can't remember the circumstances beyond that, but he attended one in the past. I think he may be attending one here in the near future. How far into the future, Dr. Knight, do you project enrollment?
Well, you can put together the demographics and make projections, but the big driver is always the economy.
Mm-hmm. LCC has finished a $31 million renovation of the Arts and Sciences building. What did it need?
Well, it was more than 40 years old, and it was worn out. And so we rebuilt the entire front building and the inside, new plumbing, electrical, HVAC, brought it up into the digital age, and we talk about it as a building like no other. We think that students love it, faculty and staff love it. It's very interesting.
Does an investment like that get more students to enroll?
Well, higher education in general, research has shown that how a college or university looks is important.
Mm-hmm. The Gannon Building is getting an $18 million renovation. That's where LCC's pool used to be. Mm-hmm. And taking it out was resisted by some. Explain what the finished product will be like at the Gannon Building.
Well, the Gannon Building, again, was more than 40 years old also. And chlorine is corrosive. And 40 years of chlorine can cause issues. So we faced perhaps a $4 million rebuilding to bring the pool up to standards, and I didn't think that was a good investment. So I recommended that we convert that space into student commons, similar in some ways to Brody, and that's the project that we're working on right now. It'll be ready when students return, so it'll be pretty exciting for the college.
It's like Brody in that it's a big glassed-in. I mean, part of it's a glassed-in section too. Correct.
Right.
For a look at artist renderings, by the way, of these changes, our listeners can visit wkar.org. The Lansing City Pulse reported last month in a story by Becky McKendry that there will be 20 new statues on the campus by the end of the summer.
Well, there'll be sculptures.
Sculptures, okay.
Yes.
Tell us about those.
Well, we in our rebuilding effort, we budgeted a half of 1% for art. And so there will be sculptures on the campus and art inside our buildings under our half a percent for art effort.
And by Labor Day, you're hoping to finish work on Capitol Avenue between Genesee and Saginaw. You'll be adding landscaping, taking down utility and telephone mm-hmm. poles, I understand, and utilizing old-fashioned looking street lamps.
Yes, we own three historic homes on Capitol, and there are several across the street as well, and so that's an important historic corridor in Lansing. So we're working with other units of government and utilities, and we'll be removing the telephone poles and installing the historic street lights. And there'll be a great tree line on both sides of Capitol.
Sounds like a pretty noticeable renovation.
It will make a difference.
Community colleges have enjoyed a reputation for being all things to all people for some time. In this era of, I'll call it, less predictable revenue, can community colleges continue to be all things to all people?
Well, we're the people's college, and it's important that we continue to offer opportunities for everyone. But at the same time, we review success of programs and evaluate all of our programs. And sometimes it doesn't make sense to continue, and when that's the case, I've made those recommendations to the board.
LCC faces some challenges related to older buildings that it owns downtown. Three have been torn down. Can you talk to us briefly about your struggle with historic preservation?
Well, there are those who would vigorously oppose the demolition of an older structure. And at the same time, there are some who would vigorously oppose spending any money to fix an older structure. So you can allow it to decay. No one will say much about that. But that's really not being a good steward of public assets. So I believe if you own it, you need to take care of it.
Dr. Brent Knight is the president of Lansing Community College. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Good to be with you.